Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Yes! Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul and TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is your release date. Today is your release date. And our scripture comes from the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 19 through 26. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that you can tune in to Morning Motivation live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation live, you can have the recording sent straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's the entire phone number, 33222, and that will subscribe you to the podcast. And every day you'll receive that link to that recording so that you can hear it and share it with others. Again, text the letters or the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222, and you'll know that you've enrolled because you will receive a confirmation text. Also, you can hear the recording daily on my website, fieldfire.com, and on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I. Now, all of this information, as well as upcoming information, we got some great things coming up for you, is available on my website, fieldfire.com. That's FieldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 19 through 26, reading from the KJV. Aren't you excited today? It's Friday. All right, this is your release date. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they called Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and to the rulers and brought them to the magistrate, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now pay attention to this last verse. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, when was it? Say it again. Immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic? Come on and say it out loud with me wherever you are. Today is your release date. Now make that personal to you. Say, today is my release date. Praise the Lord. Has your spirit ever been bound? How about your mind, your soul, your heart, or your body? Ever been bound, held up, tied up, tangled up, wrapped up, incarcerated in prison, held captive? You know what I mean. To the point that no matter how much you tried, you just could not break free from the grasp of that situation or that person or both. In the book of Acts, we just read the biblical record of Paul and Silas. These were apostles of the Lord, and they were doing what they were supposed to be doing, not doing anything illegal, not doing anything immoral, not doing anything unethical, but they were on their grind, if you will, serving and praising the Lord. They were soul winners, and so they were effectuating their purpose to win souls to the kingdom. And this particular chapter, I couldn't read the whole thing due to time's sake. The part where we started was just after they had delivered a soothsayer or a fortune teller, if you will, from the bondage of that demonic possession of being a soothsayer. And then her master saw that because she was no longer able to be a psychic or tell the future. That's what I said. I'm just reading to you what the word said. They delivered her from this. And so because they were no longer able to utilize that, for their profitability, they became angry. So they took Paul and Silas and they went before the magistrates and they charged them with unlawful or unethical conduct, if you will, in accordance with their laws. So the magistrates had them beaten, but that wasn't enough. They decided to cast them into jail. And if you were listening, because they told the jailer that he better make sure they did not break free or escape, the jailer put them or placed them into the inner part of the jail. In other words, I'm not putting you out here in cell block A or cell block 100, you know, where people can just run by, throw some cigarettes over the wall if they want all kind of contraband to you. No. You down in solitary. If they want you, they got to go through all sorts of channels. Oh, can't you just see it with me to be able to get to you? But Paul and Silas did not lose sight of who they were and whose they were. Even in the midst of the solitary and the segregation, they began to praise the Lord. And as they praised God, it caught God's attention to stop what he was doing and to come see about them. Now, notice I didn't say it caught God's attention to pay attention to them, because God is always attentive to his children. But it stopped God to say, wait, Lord, I need some special attention, if you will, because I am in extenuating circumstances. And in doing so, because God loves praise, it caught his special attention to the point that he knew he needed to release them. He needed to deliver them. So suddenly, a great earthquake occurred. Isn't that great how God appears? To the point that all of their bands or their bonds or their chains were loosed, and not just those of Paul and Silas, but every other prisoner. Today is your release date. I'm showing you what happens when you begin to praise and honor God the way that you should. Not only does it release your spirit, your mind, your soul, your heart, and your body, but even those who are important to you, your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your siblings, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins, your aunts and uncles, your friends, your church, your ministry. When you begin to praise the Lord, just as Paul and Silas did, how did they praise him? With a heart of thanksgiving, with a spirit of trust. I really don't understand, Lord, why you have allowed this to happen to me, but I understand that you never leave me nor forsake me. So my consolation, my assurance, my comfort is in that fact that if you be for me, no one can prevail against me ultimately. So I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This does not mean that everything is going well. It doesn't mean that all of my circumstances are resolved. It does not mean that all of my problems have been removed are cast away in the natural, but because I stand in faith, because I am a believer, and I know that there's nothing impossible for you, I praise you. hallelujah, in advance. Oh, hallelujah, today is your release date. In the book of John, chapter 11, verse 44, after Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead, he said, take off the grave clothes, loose him and let him go. I came to tell you that today, God is speaking that same thing over your life. Take off her grave clothing. Take off his grave clothing. Loose her and let her go. Loose him and let him go. Go where? Forward into victory. Forward into blessings. Forward into healing, joy, and peace and greatness. Forward into reconciliation. Forward into financial blessings. Forward into being a soul winner. Forward into destiny and purpose. Today is your release date. Aren't you tired of being bound? Aren't you tired of crying? Aren't you tired of being sad? Aren't you tired of being depressed? Today is your release date. Aren't you tired of the attacks of the enemy coming in and using you any way he wants to? Twisting and turning you like you raggedy in a raggedy ended, throwing you around like you a rag doll. Today is your release date. If you will begin to praise him, if you will begin to thank him, Father, I know I can't see the end, but I believe that you will work it out for my good. Father, I don't even understand why I'm here. Or maybe I'm here because of my own sin. Maybe I put myself here, but I praise you that through your mercy, you're still going to work it out for my good. Today is your release date. Hallelujah. Glory. Come on and praise him. We don't have but a few minutes left, but just begin to praise him. You know what you need release from. Just begin to thank him for that thing. Lord, I thank you. I am released. Lord, I thank you. I am released. Lord, I thank you. I am released. The grave clothing has been removed. I've been loose to go forward. I'm no longer bound to my past. I'm no longer bound to the enemy. I'm no longer bound to that sin, that temptation, that weight. I thank you. I'm no longer bound to the old mind, to the old me, to the old conduct, to the old ways. I've been loose. Today is my release date. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the book of 2 Corinthians 3:17, the Bible tells us that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In Psalm 22:3, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. So what are you going to do today? You're going to receive your release date. Today you have been released. You've been pardoned. You're not even released as a convicted felon, but you have been pardoned. It's not that your sentence has been commuted, because even then some of the penalty or the conviction may still remain. But here God has said, I vacate the conviction. I reverse it. I release you from it. I remove it. Your record has been expunged. The past has been sealed. You are released, a free man today, a free woman today. Go forward. Hallelujah. Ooh, we got to go into prayer. Come on and just continue to praise him. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory, we praise you this morning. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody listening has been released today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We honor you. This is the day that you have made. We're excited. We're enthusiastic. We're elated. We are enjoying this day. Thank God it's Friday. This is our release date. We're no longer bound, and we praise you for your forgiveness, your grace, your goodness, and your mercy. Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you that you don't look on us like man. You don't keep bringing up our past, but you've thrown it in a sea of forgetfulness. You've washed the slate clean. And Father, we leave today no longer bound. The shackles have been removed. The handcuffs have been removed. The grave clothing has been removed. We're not convicted felons. The record has been expunged. We leave released and free, released and free, released and free, innocent through the blood of Jesus. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening right now and those who will listen later for what they need from you, Lord, because they're free, they're free, they're free. Help them to walk in it, and in Jesus' name, I count it done. Hallelujah, Lord. Now, let everyone listening who agrees with me say amen. Woo, praise the Lord. I'm going to give the altar call, and then we're going to end with our tithes for today. Please come on and just praise him. Come on and just say, I'm free today. Say it again, I'm free today. Call out the names of your husband, your wife, your children. Say, you're free today. Come on, speak their freedom into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. If you are not saved or if you're backslidden, I extend the altar to you right now. Please repeat after me. Oh, I'm so excited. How you feeling this morning? Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church. Welcome to the family. If you don't have a church to attend, you're always welcome to attend First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue in Miami. That's where I attend. Our Sunday school is at 9 and church starts at 11. We would love to have you attend. All right, everyone, make sure that you share this with at least 3 people over the weekend. Invite them to text MM to 33222 so that they can also follow the show and visit my website at feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. Now, our topic for today. Today is your release date. Woo! Your task for today is to walk in your new innocence. I don't care what everybody brings up. You tell them, I'm innocent now. The record has been expunged. All right, I'll see you Monday morning at 6:30. You've been loosed. Loose those grave clothes and you've been let go. Have a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor.